Welcome back. Well, Jonathan, Washington DC's iconic Lincoln Memorial reflecting pool, the facelift saga. We've got a sequel now because we've talked about this before, but we've got a take two.
Yes. So the pool, as we speak, I think, or maybe in the next couple of days, is being drained again because Donald Trump had wanted to make sure it was American flag blue. He right. wanted that to be the color. Apparently the color is called Old Glory Blue, in time for the 250th anniversary of America. Mm-hmm. And so he got a contractor, someone who's worked at his golf courses, to work on the pool. It was meant to be $1.8 million. It's blown out to about $14 million. But the pool is green.
The pool is now green. It hasn't quite gone according to plan. Here's what Donald Trump had to say when he was challenged by journalists about what might have gone wrong.
Who would think that somebody would go into a pool and take a knife and start cutting it?
But do you have proof of that? Photos or videos?
Well, let's put it this way. When you have a 350, I think it's 350, not 250, a 350-foot slit from one end to the other, you think that's proof?
Boys have been down there today looking for that slit.
He's blaming vandalism.
Yes. So, I mean, he can't blame vandalism for the color because that's an algal bloom that has turned it green. But what he is blaming it for is that a lot of the surface of it that has been newly laid has started blowing away and tearing off. And people are on the National Mall and they're just seeing bits of the surface of the pool just blowing around. And he's saying that, you know, some vandals came in and started cutting slits across it. The slit gets longer every time he mentions it. I think last time it was about 200 feet, now it's about 350 feet.
I mean, I have a bit of a giggle about it, but there's a really serious side here because people have been arrested. They've been blamed for allegedly doing some damage.
Yeah, so Trump says five people have been arrested. The White House has been asked for evidence by journalists of these arrests. And they said go to the National Park Service, who have not been commenting on this. So we don't know who was arrested. Certainly people have been detained by police for looking in it and playing around with it. But there's certainly not been anyone arrested for the kind of vandalism that he's describing there.
But a former Olympic canoeist who says he was just there and then he says, I just picked up a piece of it. He is facing some charges.
Yeah, he reached into the water and picked up a piece and was detained by the National Park Service and he's being charged, but not for anything like Trump's describing, for, you know, cutting vast swathes through the floor or anything like that. That kind of vandalism, it's not clear, you know, what he's referring to there.
But what does it say that basically some people are being blamed, somebody's got into trouble? There's something dark about this, isn't there?
Well, look, a lot of opponents of the president are saying this is what happens when he takes personal charge of things. He's been in charge of this and it's been chaos and the budget has blown over and, you know, it's green. But I think it's interesting because it is a very potent metaphor for America. This is a hugely important monument. The reflecting pool is incredibly important. It is the site of Martin Luther King's I Have a Dream speech delivered to 250,000 civil rights activists, iconic moment in American history. More recently, it was the site of the weigh-in for the UFC 250 event
right,
at the White House.
Right, how times have changed.
Also an important part of American history, we should say. But it is a really iconic place for Americans. It is a place of reflection. And what we're hearing now is that tourists and people who live in Washington and people from just outside the city are traveling there not for reflection, but to look at what's gone wrong, to check out the algae bloom, to look at the peeling paint. And the chaos of the refurbishment has become almost an attraction in its own right.
And I guess a little bit of an example of how Donald Trump changes narratives according to what's appropriate. My understanding is he's taking some legal action against ABC News for their reporting, and he's saying, I spent $16 million, Obama spent so much more, and yet I'm being unfairly targeted. But I suppose it's more that metaphor that you describe. That's why people are paying attention to it.
Yeah, and also because he's been talking about it so much before this happened. I think a lot of Republicans and Fox News hosts and others are saying, why are you so focused on this pool? Why are you so focused on things going wrong? Well, it's because Donald Trump spent the weeks before the refurbishment saying how great it was going to be. So it's understandable people are focused on it.
And holding him to account still.
holding him to account still.
Still. Jonathan, we might even have an update on this next week, but it's really good to be back and to talk to you.
Yeah, really great to be with you, Bridget. Thanks.
Decoding America is a podcast by Guardian Australia and was recorded on Gadigal land.
This episode was produced by Daniel Simo, who also did the sound design and mixing. Theme composed by Joe Koenig.
The executive producer is Hannah Parks. And remember, you can always leave a review wherever you get your podcasts. I'm Regid Ahmed. Jonathan and I will be back next week in your full story feed.
In a world of need, we need medical care. Without delay. Without bias. Without bureaucracy. Without prejudice. Without violence.
Civilians are not expendable.
Without apathy. Without division. That's why we need Doctors Without Borders. Save lives at msf.org.au.